Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in, everywhere. I don't care where you're listening, at home, at work, on the road, in traffic, on the freeway, on the highway, on the dirt, on the farm, in the city, in the bar, in the hospital. Security. What's up to all my factory workers, my delivery people? Yeah, I remember the guy who called. JR, what about us cab drivers? We still exist. Forget Uber. Shout outs to everybody driving a vehicle. How about that? No shout outs to the driverless cars. If you're listening in a driverless car right now, oh, you different. You are different. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's halftime. Show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. 2 hours down, two more to go. Yeah, I'm not here for a long time, but I'm here for a good time. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, all over social media. You should see my social media. People are telling about Harrison Butker and Bronny James. What else is going on? I don't know. The NFL schedule, people love it. It's Aaron Rodgers, and there's a lot. Hey, thank you so much to Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated for joining us in the last hour. We talked about the schedule. He let me know how bad the Steelers have it at the back end of theirs. They got the Eagles. They got the Chiefs. They have every team in the AFC North, and their bye is like at week 8. So after the bye, it's basically torture for the Steelers, which could mean torture for Russell Wilson and Mike Tomlin, which also means torture to all of our ears, or at least entertainment, as every single week, Hickey, at least Russell Wilson will have, he has practice now in spin. And so after every beatdown and, gory loss, we know that Russell Wilson will stand there on the stage, on the podium, and serve everybody up some of the most cliche nonsense we've ever heard. He's been doing it for a few years now.
Oh, he will. And what I can't wait for, too, is whatever phrase he adopts for the Steelers, that he'll say that even after a loss. When they're like, they're 3-10 like a 42-0 loss, he'll end the press conference with whatever. Steal down, steal up. I don't steal know what up. He wants to.
No, there's not. No, there's nothing.
Let's weld.
Time. Let's. No, he
Steeling
learned.
Nation, let's weld.
He learned from that already. He didn't learn from Les Rod. We don't need that.
It's his thing, though. Go Hawks. Oh, let's ride. You can't just have it die now.
The Steelers are going to go on a 3-game winning streak, and he's going to come up with something, right? You're right. You're right. You're right. And then afterwards, when they get kicked in the teeth for the majority of the season, it is nothing after that. Anyway, 855-212-4227 is the number. It's 855-212-4227. I am at JR Sport Brief. Right now, in another 30 minutes or so, The Minnesota Timberwolves are going to try to avoid elimination against the Denver Nuggets. We know last night the Cavaliers got the boot out of the playoffs. We know the Dallas Mavericks went up 3-2 against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and we only have one NBA game on the slate for tonight. The Nuggets with an opportunity to advance to the Western Conference Finals. Wouldn't it be interesting if we got Nuggets and Celtics? We'll see. We still got a ways to go. The New York Knicks are in action tomorrow against the Pacers, and we won't see the Dallas Mavericks and OKC again until Saturday. Dallas is going to try to wipe them out. We've been able to talk about the NFL schedule in the show so far. We talked about the Cavs being eliminated. Donovan Mitchell might be on his way out of Cleveland. Head coach J.B. Bickerstaff, he might also get the boot. And then we talked about Jared Goff. He spoke today. Had that contract extended a few days ago. Four-year contract, $212 million. And then we also talked about Greg Olsen, who was confirmed today. Yeah, he is going to be taking a pay cut because Tom Brady has now come on. And Tom Brady is leading the way as Fox's number one television analyst alongside Kevin Burkhardt. The pay cut for Greg Olsen, he's going down from $10 million a season to $3 million. That's okay. I'll take it. Hickey, would you take it?
Oh, I'll take it. Sign me up.
Yeah, sign me up. I'll take that money. And money is what the NFL wants. That's what Matt Verderam said. We have all these international games. Brazil, Germany, London. I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they've been going over to London, it feels like, for a decade. The Jacksonville Jaguars have sucked forever. I mean, outside of their first existence with Tom Coughlin running the show, and Tony Boselli, they have sucked. And now they got Trevor Lawrence, and they're hoping that he could finally turn the tide, you know, since he's come over from Clemson. They're hoping so. And so the Jaguars are an interesting group. I got to tell you this. It's not just because of, you know, the stadium. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Shad Khan is the owner. And God bless him. Pakistani-American, made all of his money in auto parts. And he's a success story, right? This man's net worth from selling tires and mufflers is like $12.5 billion. Let me say that again, $12.5 billion for the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not only does he own the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's also the owner of this new wrestling company, AEW. This man has done some damage here in the business world. He bought this team in 2011. To me, it feels like he bought it yesterday, but it's already been 13 years that he has owned the Jacksonville Jaguars. And now they're finally starting to turn things around. Now to the stadium. They have played in what is now Everbank Stadium. And they change the name every now and then. I don't remember the original name. I'll tell you this much. I've been there. I've been there one time. It was for the world's biggest cocktail party. That is when the Georgia Bulldogs take on the Florida Gators. Hickey, if you ever want to lose your mind for a weekend, come on down, okay?
Oh, I will be there. Sign me up.
Yeah, you need a wristband to get into your own hotel.
Wait, what?
When you check into the hotel, it's not just check in at the desk and get your key and what have you. They give you a wristband to get on the elevator so you can go up and down. There is security. There's these women, and then there's security behind the women to ensure that after you have your key, that you actually belong in the building and have access to the elevator.
What has happened to where this security measure needed to be put in place?
Pranks, air conditioners flying out of windows, fights. You know, I have a lot of conversations. I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people all over. This is a conversation I will never forget. And I said to myself, okay, all right, fine. I said, but I ain't wearing this wristband all weekend. I'm not doing it. Nope. Not doing it. I'm a grown man. I'm not wearing no wristband to get into this hotel. You can forget it. And so I just kind of put it in my back pocket and slipped it on when I needed to. But, yeah, never in my life This is a ridiculous drunken party amongst the alums and active students from Georgia and also Florida. They lose their minds, Hickey. It's a wild situation. And so I've been to the stadium. I've been to the game. And that stadium is a dump. I got to tell you, it is a concrete dump down in Jacksonville, Florida. I've been to my share. That place sucks. It was no surprise to me when the NFL and the Players Association started doing these releases, these grades a couple of years ago. They said that Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium, the locker room, every place, it had a rat problem. It had a rat infestation. The team just developed a new practice space right adjacent to the stadium that is now rat-free. And apparently all the players love it. But I'll tell you this much. That place needed to be imploded. And so like a lot of concrete dumps of stadiums that we have all across North America, it needs to be replaced. NFL is worth they make about $20 billion every year. Okay, it shouldn't be that difficult to say, hey, well, let's, build this thing for the future. Let's fix it up. I just told you Shad Khan, his personal net worth is $12 billion. Is he sitting around with that cash in his back pocket? No. I'm sure it's tied up in quite a few things. But I also think that Shad Khan would have no problem going outside and getting himself a nice loan. And so when you need a new stadium, and you have $12 billion in net worth, and a stadium, a new one, costs, I don't know, a couple bill, what do? You do what most teams do. You put out your hand and you ask for taxpayer money. And what does that mean? That means you who live wherever the hell you live, you vote. The people in your county or your city, they vote, whoever you voted in, if you voted, and they go, oh, yeah, well, we'll chip in some money to keep the stadium here. And it is the most backwards-ass concept that I've ever heard in my life. We have professional sports teams like, I don't know, the Miami Marlins, who've been sticking up cities and counties for years. God bless everybody in Kansas City. I'm sure you've heard about how the Chiefs might move from Arrowhead. They might move from Kansas City, Missouri, across the border to Kansas City, Kansas. It's because those smart people in Kansas City, Missouri said, no, we ain't paying for a new stadium. We're not paying for this. Tell the Hunt family. The whole family is worth like $30-plus billion. Tell them to build it. They got the money. Why are we paying for it? But somehow, some way in Jacksonville, a team that happens to be less successful, they've come to an agreement. The Jacksonville Jaguars and the city of Jacksonville have come to an agreement where they will renovate the current stadium over the next 4 to 5 years in the amount of $1.5 billion approximately. Listen to this. The city would kick in $700 million to fix the stadium. The team would kick in a little less than that, $625 million, and the team would pay for any overages. Now, come on now. What are we doing? This is what they agreed to? A matter of fact, listen to the local news in Jacksonville talk to you about this. This is First Coast News about the new stadium.
Mayor Donna Deegan made it abundantly clear that this is an opportunity for the city of Jacksonville to decide what kind of city we want to be, saying that getting this deal done could without question make us the new bold city of the South. Now, this stadium of the future, which will cost between $1.2 and $1.4 billion, will be split 50-50 between the city of Jacksonville and the Jaguars. It looks uneven here. That's because the city side includes the current deal of $150 million in stadium upkeep. Mayor Deegan saying there will be no paying to the taxpayer, bottom line, no tax increase, and the Jaguars will be responsible for any overruns. Mayor Deegan believes the deal is fair and will benefit the city far and wide.
No. We've had reports about this. You can, Hickey, tell them to go to a Marlins game. Tell them.
That's... Yeah, that should be a warning for everybody.
This is, we have this in Buffalo. We've had this in so many cities all across the country. And this is so bad. It boils down to politics. The politicians don't want to look bad. That's it. Politicians don't have a backbone. And I don't know, people don't pay enough to their local politicians. They vote them in, and then the local politician has the power, and their reputation is on the line. And if things don't go right, then they look bad. How could you let the Jaguars leave Jacksonville? How could you let the Marlins leave Miami? Ain't nobody showing up in the first place. And then they all bandy about the economic impact. Having the Jacksonville Jaguars located in a new stadium will make them a new crown city of the South. Now, look, I got no problem with Jacksonville. Don't send me the emails, the messages. I don't need them. Come on now. There are more than enough gigantic cities here in the South. We don't need no new crown jewel. Come on, stop. An economic impact? I didn't study economics. I went to school for business. Surprise, surprise. I didn't go to school for sports media. I went to school for business. I think I know something about math. 1 + 1 = 2, and then I left. But I know this much. If all of these teams, excuse me, if all of these cities and counties in America actually paid attention, if they didn't give in, if they weren't suckers, the teams would have to pay for their own stadiums. Are they missing that? I know you can't control if you're in Texas. If you're in Kansas City, you can't control the Chiefs moving to Dallas. You can't do that. Another politician is waiting to pounce. But have a backbone. I mean, there's too many cities and counties that are being taken for a ride. For what? Like, why is a city having to pitch in $500 million when we got people living on streets? We got hospital workers who are underpaid. We got teachers who aren't making enough money. We got firefighters and police and busted up roads. And we had a bridge that just fell into the bay. Do we really have to throw money at a football stadium for a league that is playing games in other parts of the world? Like, stop it. Help me out. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the stadium renovation is supposed to, and by the way, it's not done yet. It's not official. The stadium renovation is voted on next month in June. I'm sure it'll pass unless they have a backbone like the people in Kansas City. The Jacksonville Jaguars this upcoming season, and I can't predict what the next couple of years are going to look like. The Jaguars play 2 weeks in London. I'm sure one will be designated. I have to take a look. I'm sure one will be a home and one will be away. But so what? For a team that's getting publicly financed to the tune of almost $600, $700 million, hey, stay and play every game here. If you're so damn committed to the local economy, then don't even go to London. Like, what was that? Was that the big threat? Hey, if you don't build us a stadium, we're just going to go to London. Ha ha, bye, cheerio. Like, come on now. The politicians are punks, and the people who represent them and vote them in, man, we all got to do better. Publicly financed stadiums don't do squat. How about this? If every city and every county stood its ground for all the money that could be made and generated, you could make that without spending a dime. Because guess who has the money to pay for it? The NFL and its teams, the owners. But they don't want to make that investment because they know that politicians, their backs are up against the wall. Because the fans will whine and cry and moan if their beloved Kansas City Chiefs leave Kansas. Oh, yeah, they're going to leave? I doubt it. Jacksonville? Who are they going to move? Shad Khan? Do you want to pay for the stadium or do you want to pay the relocation fee? All these cities and counties are just new age suckers. Do better, man. Do better. I hate this stuff. I'm going to talk to Hickey about this on the other side. You know, you want to talk about an explosion? How about this? On the other side of the break, we'll talk to Hickey about this. And then this is actually something that's growing. Like, they're starting to make more money. Caitlin Clark, she has made her home debut tonight. We'll give you an update on what's going on with her. They're having to move her games from small arenas to big ones. Everybody, never mind. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Right before the break, we talked about the Jacksonville Jaguars basically sticking up the city for money to build a stadium. And the city said, oh, okay, yeah, we'll pay a share. We'll pay about half. Half of about $1.4 billion. What? Everybody's so afraid. Afraid of the stadiums, afraid of the owners, afraid of the NFL, afraid of the team moving, afraid of the fans being upset that nobody has a backbone enough to just go, hey, you pay for it all. I mean, even if you're the city and you look at it as an investment, that's a poor investment when the team could pay for it and you could still reap all of the benefits. Duh. Suckers. Anyway, speaking of reaping the benefits, we know the WNBA is reaping all the benefits of Caitlin Clark. And Caitlin Clark is making her home debut tonight in Indiana against the New York Liberty. At this minute, the Liberty is smacking them up 52-35. You might recall, it was only on Tuesday that Caitlin Clark, in her professional debut in Connecticut against the Sun, lost 92-71. Caitlin Clark had 20 points, but then also 10 turnovers. That's a record for someone making their WNBA debut. And so tonight, as they trail 52-35, what's going on with Caitlin Clark? She's only played 17 minutes because she has four personal fouls. Hickey, you ready for how many points she has tonight?
Hopefully more than fouls.
No.
Oh boy.
Caitlin Clark only has 2 points.
Oof.
That's it. 2 points for Caitlin Clark. 2 points, 17 minutes. She has 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and, yeah, 4 fouls. There you have it. One more and she gone. I know there's a lot, there are people who are loving this, right? They want her to fail. I guess they want to see her, you know, she's 1-for-5 from the field. It's sad. It was only a couple of days ago, if you didn't know this, that her debut drew 2.1 million people. It was the most watched WNBA game on ESPN. It was the most watched WNBA game ever. since 2001. You heard that correctly. Nobody watched more. Well, there wasn't a WNBA game that had more eyeballs on it since 2001 when the Los Angeles Sparks took on the Houston Comets. We had to wait 23 years to reach the high mark with Caitlin Clark. Tonight's game is on Prime Video. I'm not expecting that game to have big numbers and high numbers. But the fact is, people are showing up for Caitlin Clark. I mean, a couple of days ago, after the game finished on Tuesday, she admitted, yeah, I had 20 points and 10 turnovers, but yeah, it wasn't the best debut.
I thought it was physical. I don't know. Obviously, it wasn't like the best start in the first half for myself. Getting into foul trouble, and then you got to sit on the bench and try to come back to into the game and get into a little bit of a flow. But obviously, too many turnovers. That's not going to get the job done. But I think just a lot of things we'll learn from. I didn't think we played well, and we had cut it to six in the third quarter. So I think that's a positive you look at. Like, we really did not play a good game, but we were right there at moments, and then it kind of got away from us at the end of the third and fourth quarter. Didn't have the greatest start, so I think just a lot to learn from. You know, it's the first one. There's going to be good ones. There's going to be bad ones. And, you know, like we said in the locker room, like, we play on Thursday. You got to learn from it and move on and be ready to go.
Yeah, they're playing on Thursday right now. 63-44 is the score. And Caitlin Clark has 2 points and four fouls. She had four fouls in the other game. And she'll be fine. People can relish in this right now that she's turning the ball over and she's getting tortured on defense. Said she will be fine. Be okay. Give it a season. Give it a year. She'll be out there lighting people up. Give her some time. At least there's still major interest. I mean, they're moving her games from 8,000 seaters to 20,000 seaters. I mean, Atlanta has sent everybody in the city an email today. They're just like, hey, the game is going to be at State Farm Arena instead of the small arena that they play in. There's just a couple thousand people. I don't think the place holds more than 4,000 or 5,000. Now it's going to be in the 20,000 seater. Why? Because of Caitlin Clark. The Las Vegas Aces, they were moving their game from Michelob Arena. They're moving them into what? T-Mobile. It's because of Caitlin Clark. Listen to this. KSNV talking about how we got to make space and room for Caitlin.
We have a feeling that there's going to be a very hot ticket during the hot summer months to see Caitlin Clark go up against our championship Aces. There's so much interest already. They've changed the venue. It won't be at Michelob Ultra Arena when the Fever come to town to play our Aces. They've moved it over to T-Mobile Arena.
And they're doing that all over the place. I think for tonight's, like, Fever game, tickets to get in is like $100. I think any other game would be like 17. Come on now. And by the way, with Vegas, that would be the one place that I would be an advocate for the quote unquote people paying for a stadium or an arena. You know what people you make pay for it? All the tourists and visitors who show up. Don't make the local taxpayers pay for it. And so unless you got tourism cash coming in, which is not Jacksonville, make the damn team and the league pay for the stadium. It's that simple. Everybody else, all these politicians are suckers. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Jack is here from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Jack. Thanks for taking my call, JR. Just a point on the Jacksonville Stadium. Jerry Jones did to Arlington and Dallas exactly what the guy said. The owner of Jacksonville is trying to do Jacksonville. He had the folks pay for this stadium. And guess what? Years later, Jerry Jones left all the way to the bank. He's made the money. He has no team. And the city of Dallas has no team. And Arlington doesn't have. It's not much better off just because Dallas Stadium is there. So your point is valid. Have the owners pay for the stadium. They have the money. Not the city. Let the guys pay. They're the ones who pay. Jerry Jones is laughing. That's why he plays all those Texas and Dallas fans around, you know.
Well, he was also one of the ringleaders, and thank you, Jack, for calling from Colorado. He was also one of the chief proponents of getting the Rams out of St. Louis and getting them out to Los Angeles. I mean, how about that? Think about this. I mean, we got two teams up in L.A. right now. Is it necessary? The answer is no. It's not necessary. What the hell are the Chargers doing up there? What are the Rams doing up there? Just it's all about a money grab. Man, they could have stayed in St. Louis, and the Chargers, they belong in San Diego. But no, we need to take advantage of the Los Angeles market. We need a Super Bowl. We need to have our media headquarters there. So let's put two teams to support it. Man, that's some bull. That's just what it is. Everybody always trying to increase their numbers and not spend a damn thing. And speaking of increasing numbers, oh my God. I don't think Pat Boy will have this statistic in the news flash in a minute. Hickey, Tyreek Hill is having he's having another baby?
He is having another one, this time with his actual wife.
Actual wife. Oh my God. He had, wait. Am I confused? Tyreek Hill has had four kids this year. I don't know if that means in the calendar year or like in the 5 months that we've been in this year. Either way, he's had four kids recently. Let's just put it that way. He just got married, what, at like the beginning of the season, I think, Hickey? Something like that?
Yeah, that was on Hard Knocks in season.
Yeah, not even a year. Oh, wow, okay. He has 10 children already? And this child coming up is number 11? Wow. Did he beat Antonio Cromartie? He got, what, 9 kids, I think?
I thought it was like 13 or 11.
No.
I got to look it up. I mean.
I remember that famous episode of Hard Knocks, Antonio Cromartie. It said, sit down, man. Name all of your kids. Name them.
He was there for a while.
He was on that water cooler counting on his fingers, hands, maybe his toes, too. Wow. That's nuts. Oh, my God. Whoa. What did you say, Hickey? 13?
For Cromartie, that's my guess.
Oh, my God. Has 14 kids. Oh, my God.
It's a lot of child support.
I mean, a lot of child support. I mean, even if you got a crap ton of money, how can you be a dad to that many kids and give everybody your attention? Can you?
Ask Nick Cannon. I don't think he can.
How many does Nick Cannon have?
Oh, he has.
He has 9, right? 8?
He has a good amount spread all over.
And he started with Mariah Carey, didn't he? Right? It was Mariah first. They had twins. That much I know.
I don't know if she was first. I don't remember, to be honest, laundry list.
How do you have kids with Mariah Carey and then go on after that?
Great question. I mean, ask the Academy. We'll have him on the show one day.
Nick?
Yeah, and just ask him that.
That would be a possibility. I think after this after this conversation, probably not. But he's a cool dude, so maybe. Damn, be fruitful and multiply. Wow. Tyreek Hill, do I say congratulations on your soon-to-be 11th child?
Yeah, okay. Of course. Happy, right? This is a happy time for him and his family.
That's a basketball team. Him, Phil Rivers, they could have two games. Phil Rivers got 9 kids, right? 20
kids?
He's
got 9. You have a little 11-on-11 scrimmage here soon.
They could. Easy. Be fun to watch. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. You know, speaking of Hill, he used to play. He had his own issues with the Chiefs. There is another player dealing with a problem on the Chiefs as of today. You got to be kidding me. Harrison Butker currently in the news. The Chiefs have a rookie who has run into a major problem. We'll tell you about it on the other side.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. We congratulated Tyreek Hill for his future 11th baby, his fourth baby in the calendar year. Good for him. We talked about Caitlin Clark currently getting smacked around against the New York Liberty. What a game, right? Not a good one. New York leads 67-56. Caitlin Clark, she has four fouls. At one point, she had 2 points and four fouls. I just see Caitlin Clark knock down a three. 9 points. Okay. Hickey, now she has more points than fouls. There you go. 9 points, four fouls.
Baby steps. Go in the right direction. Let's go.
Yeah, you gotta start somewhere. Also pretty hilarious, as I talked about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hey, thank you so much to Garrett W. Out in Buffalo, New York. I assume Garrett is still listening to the show. We talked about how much the Jacksonville Jaguars are taking the city of Jacksonville for a ride. He tweets me and he goes, Shad Khan's son Tony owns AEW. Garrett. Help, Garrett. Do you watch AEW? Do me a favor. Stop watching AEW. Are you serious, Garrett? I said Shad Khan owns AEW. He does. He's an owner. You think Tony Khan woke up with, I don't know, $12 billion and just created the thing himself? What do you think got the money? His dad owns the thing. His son, they both have ownership. Is it 50-50? Is it 20-40? Is it, I don't know, 20-40 with somebody else with the other portion? I don't know what the percentage is, but they're both owners of the company. And I think I have a good idea, like, where the money came from. I think he came from the dad. His father has an ownership stake in the company as well. Come on now. Let's be real. Anyway, speaking of issues, since I talked about Tyreek Hill, we know he's had his own troubles, unfortunately, domestic troubles in the NFL as a player. I don't know what's going on in Kansas City. But it's like hit after hit after hit. They just keep on coming. The Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl. And one of the first stories that comes out, I don't know, a couple of weeks later, is about how the Hunt family, they're cheap. They didn't want to fix the locker rooms. They promised locker rooms. They didn't do this. The NFL Players Association survey said the Chiefs ownership, they're a bunch of cheapskates. I mean, the guy has the family has a mansion-like suite at the stadium. And now they're even thinking about moving from Kansas City, Missouri, to Kansas City, Kansas. Okay, fine. That's a whatever story. Rich people problems, right? And then we got the story of Rashee Rice, who looks like he's a receiver who can go out there and haul in 1,000 yards receiving and, I don't know, 10 touchdowns. Because his production was indicative of that from last year. Almost 1,000 yards and 5 touchdowns. You would think Rashee Rice would step up. And then he decided to just be stupid. As he decided to drive around the Metroplex, decided to run through Dallas in the afternoon like an idiot. Remember this story? This is from CBS Mornings.
New trouble for Rashee Rice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Uh-oh. Law enforcement officials tell the Dallas Morning News he's suspected of assaulting a photographer at a nightclub early Monday. The reported victim went to a hospital for treatment. Dallas TV station WFAA reports Rice is under investigation. Dallas police have not named him as a suspect so far. No comment from Rice's attorney. You will recall, of course, a few weeks ago, Rice turned himself in to face charges for a high-speed crash. Remember this video?
Yeah.
On a Dallas freeway that injured several people.
Yeah, this dude is facing like 8-9 felony counts. And that was a start. How about just this over the weekend? We talked about this last night, Harrison Butker. You can feel however the hell you want to feel, but don't spread it to the world like that. Listen to this CNN report about Harrison Butker.
Harrison Butker, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, took a different route. The 3-time Super Bowl champ is facing backlash for a speech that he gave at Benedictine College over the weekend. So the NFL put out a statement. They said this, quote, Harrison Butker gave his speech in his personal capacity. His views are not that of the NFL as an organization. The NFL is steadfast in our commitment to inclusion, which only makes our league stronger.
Yeah, Harrison Butker went after Pride Month. Harrison Butker talked about what a woman's proudest moment probably is not going to work, but having a family and, you know, sitting at home and being a wife. It's like, whoa, bro, just slow down a little bit. That was over the weekend. How about overnight? The man who just got to the Kansas City Chiefs, he was just drafted by the team 2 weeks ago. Xavier Worthy from Texas. How about this dude? Hasn't been a Chief for 2 weeks. Here he is in rookie camp going into camp. Hick, you know what happened to him?
What happened, JR?
They stole his car. He stole his car out of an apartment complex. Apparently, he was targeted, and they took his whip, took his vehicle, took it.
Welcome to the community, huh?
I know. Man, what is he doing? Is he staying at just like the Holiday Inn? I don't know. See, in a lot of cases, and I don't know why it got stolen and what have you overnight, the teams, They literally have staff for the players that help you find somewhere to live, help you with travel. They have services. It's not like, you know, you moving into a new city and you got a new job and you got to put in housing applications and apply for this. No, the team has, they set you up with all of that. You want a house? Here's the real estate. You need the rent? Here's who you rent from. You need this? We got this. We'll do this. This is, I don't know. What else can happen to the Kansas City Chiefs this offseason? Anything?
Well, I mean, we still have, what, the whole summer to go? So it feels like right now with the track they're on, at least one or two other players right now is destined for something. I mean, hopefully Travis Kelce doesn't say something on his podcast. He gets him canceled next.
Oh, my God. So Rashee Rice drives like a nut, facing criminal charges. You have Harrison Butker, who said some things that were, well, can be viewed as just anti-everything, as just forward progress for women, anti-LGBTQ. And then you have Xavier Worthy, who just had his vehicle stolen. He just got there. I guess the only thing that can be worse is if Travis Kelce wakes up and Taylor Swift says, I'm gone. But you know what, Hickey? I don't think that's the case. I think they've reached the point of mutually beneficial, right? You think?
I mean, they've been dating, what, should we call it, since like August? So that's, what, like 9 months? It's pretty solid so far.
I mean, if I'm him, if you're him, you don't break up with him. You don't do it. You don't.
No.
You ride the wave. What is he? He's hosting a TV? Who Wants to Be an Idiot Kid? What is that show called?
Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah, he's hosting that show. He's going to, man, just by being, what didn't he host Saturday Night Live before or after her?
Oh, no, yeah, with her. Well, like when he, after her.
Oh, they were together already.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Look, man, this dude, didn't he have a TV show before her, too? It was like The Bachelor or something like that?
Oh, Catching Kelce, that's what it was.
This man has boosted his entire everything by being with Taylor Swift. Don't leave her now. And her, you know, she has to like this, right? She hasn't dated nobody like him. So unless she gets bored, she's along for the ride. She doesn't need anybody else's money. She just has to enjoy this. I guess that could be the only thing that goes bad for the Chiefs, is if they break up. Then we'll know that there's a whole curse going on with the Chiefs because everything is going wrong. And despite all of this, they are still favorites to win another championship. Let's just put it that way. Hopefully they don't have any more incidents. And Xavier Worthy, go live somewhere else, man. They stole your car. It's terrible. Awful. One day I got my car towed off the street. I thought they stole it. I almost had a heart attack. That's why I don't go to Newark, New Jersey. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Hey, speaking of winning a championship, the Denver Nuggets are trying to do so. They're trying to eliminate Minnesota. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.